Now let me begin reading here at verse 16. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. Now, what you have here in this little word provoke is that God was highly displeased with them because they had heard, but they did not believe. But they all came out of Egypt. They had faith enough for that. But verse 17 says, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? Now, what was their sin? Well, the sin was unbelief. We do not recognize that as such a serious sin today. This matter of doubting God and doubting His Word, that is one of the worst sins because actually it leads to the other sin. These people, it led to calf worship, and it led to fornication. It led to absolute denial of God, turning their backs upon Him, wanting to go back to Egypt even. Well, they actually thought the slavery of Egypt was better than walking by faith into the promised land. Now, there are a great many Christians today that still walk after the world, and they do not know what it is really to trust Christ and to walk in complete faith and trust of Him. Now, will you notice this? He asks a question, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Well, this crowd came out of Egypt. Was it not with them that had sinned? And who'd sinned? All the crowd came out of Egypt. Because all those that came out of Egypt, he says here, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness. Well, all that crowd that came out of Egypt, with the exception of Joshua, Caleb, and they were the only two that made it into the land. Even Moses didn't make it into the land, but his was actual disobedience of God also. But it was not, I don't think, a lack of faith, but he was angry with the children of Israel. But he shouldn't have done what he did, smite the rock twice. In fact, he shouldn't have smitten it again at all, because it had already been smitten, and that rock speaks of Christ. Now, verse 18. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? That is the rest of Canaan. And he's not talking about heaven because they did enter into that finally. I mean by that, they all died in the wilderness and they knew nothing about walking in Canaan and enjoying its fruits and finding satisfaction in just believing God. And he said, you'll not enter into my rest. And he took an oath on that. And believe me, God doesn't have to do that. But when he does, well, he really means business. And who was it? It was those that didn't believe. It wasn't that they worshiped the calf. It wasn't that they committed fornication. Those are not the sins that kept them from blessing. The sin that kept them from blessing was unbelief. And it not only robs us of blessings, but it also leads to other sins. Now, you hear a great many people today that are believers. At least you think they're believers. And they say, well, I did this stupid thing. That's what a man said to me. I did this stupid thing. And I'm a Christian. Well, it was actually a dishonest thing that he did. Well, what was his problem? He was so concerned about that dishonest thing he did. He didn't believe God, and that didn't seem to disturb him, because it's the sin of unbelief. Now we read here, verse 19, and may I say, here's a verse you can underline, every believer today, all of you underline this verse, verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And you can say that's what's robbing you and me of many blessings today. Unbelief.